suddenly feel like a different person from the roots of my soul. Come a gentle coercion, and I ran my hand o'er a strange inversion, a vacancy that just did not. Child is gone. Honey, help me out of this mess. I'm a
when I woke up, I couldn't speak or walk.
145 over 92, and then I had a heart attack.
182 over 100, and I had a heart attack and a cardiac arrest, and then a stroke. Everything changed. It felt like my life was over.
This is what high blood pressure sounds like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a heart attack or stroke are far from invisible or silent.
150 over 90, and I had a stroke.
If I would have followed a treatment plan, I would not be in this situation.
180 over 110, and I had a stroke. And I'm 33, so I never see this coming.
If you've come off your treatment plan, get back on it. Or talk with your doctor to create an exercise, diet, and medication plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhbp.org.
Head to toe, everything's changed. Head to toe.
Brought to you by the American Heart Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
Summer heat fills up my head, trips off my feet. Meet the boys down on Crazy Street. Let's shake the walls with the bass and the beat. I might drink too much, make an ass of myself. See the colors go stark, the world starts to melt. Then the wine runs out, the song slowed down. I know how alone I am in this crowd. his mouth feels too tight to fit on my face. The weight on my heart makes it beg for escape. I play the last song for you, cast it into the night, to wherever you are, with whomever you lie. Maybe it comes to you like a prayer on the wind.
Hey, I worked many hours on the lead to get that sound.
Another Saturday. Meet me at the bar when the band starts to play. There's a fire in my gut today. Give me an hour, I'll drink it away. Tonight I'll wear red and I'll kick up my heels and try not to show how lonely it feels. When the wine runs out, the song slowed down. I know how alone I am in this crowd. My smile feels too tight to fit on my face. The weight on my heart makes it beg for escape. I play the last song for you, I cast it into the night, to wherever you are, with whomever you lie. Maybe it comes to you like a prayer.
Check, check, one, two. You are listening to the Paranormal Playground Sounds right here with the Boston Medium. Your host, Mariah Merlin, at the Boston Medium, right here on 91.5 FM, WMFM, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Woo! Sorry for the, about 9 minutes late. Not really, actually. There was a song that I actually played on beforehand, and I actually let it go because it was reminding me about summer. And it was actually very, very pleasant. And I was just like, I was like, I want to listen to this. I really like that song. I just didn't have, I'm sure I'll be able to, I'll be able to find it. You know, I actually really did enjoy that because it was reminding us about, oh my God, how summer and spring is on its way. How exciting. I'm so excited. Everybody is so excited. It's getting, you know, when I was leaving, it was light out. And I was like, I can't wait to commute on my commute to see that it's still light out. I can't wait for all of this to come in fruition. It's already getting warm. It's going to be like almost 60 this weekend. I think, you know, don't, you know, I'm not sending false information. That's what I saw. It was like 56. So almost 60, not 60. But it's going to be good enough. So anywho, we have our guided meditation right here. So without further ado, let's not keep this waiting. Basically, Melinda Wilson, Brian Wilson's wife, actually passed on. And she passed on last Tuesday. And I was like, oh my God, I want to play a whole compilation of, you know, Love and Mercy, a bunch of Brian Wilson music. I didn't post anything really. It was weird. I was just like, I'm going to have a tribute show for Melinda Wilson. But at the same time, I want to keep it sacred, you know? So I'm going to be honest. I didn't say what it was about. I just put up that we're doing Paranormal Playground Sounds tonight. I don't know. Sometimes I just get these intuitive hunches where it's like, I didn't want it to be something trying to advertise about advertising my show. I really wanted to truly be in the energy field of Melinda Wilson. And it's not a surprise that, you know, I don't think that it was an accident that she literally, I found out that she crossed over right before I was going to my show last week. Brian Wilson and the whole Wilson family and spirit has guided me so much in the spirit world for this show, to have the show happen. And the fact that I got to meet Melinda Wilson, it meant a lot to me. To be able to speak to her, to tell her thank you, to just tell her before she crossed over, just to say thank you for everything you've done for Brian. I'm so fortunate that I had that opportunity. And thank you, Melinda, just for being here, for being the source to help Brian to continue to make beautiful music so the rest of the world, people like me, can enjoy it and continuously be inspired. So I just wanted to say that and put that out there, and that we'll have... Also, the anniversary was last, you know, a couple days ago, the day the music died. We're going to have some Buddy Holly, we're going to have some Richie Valens and Big Bopper. Again, you know, I like to keep this a sacred mode, and today is just going to be a very sacred day with a guided meditation. Just love and mercy. I'm going to play, you know... Actually, an interesting story behind Love and Mercy. If you ever seen the Brian Wilson movie, Love and Mercy, you'll see in the movie where he starts playing the piano before Melinda walks into the room to see him, or while she's in the room with Brian. And he's like, I don't know, I just came up with this melody when you were around. And that is an absolute translation of what he was describing was mediumship through sound. He was channeling Melinda's energy, and he channeled it into that song, Love and Mercy, and she embodied Love and Mercy. That is what Melinda embodied for Brian, for him to continuously keep going and for him to continuously live the life that he needed to live. So, how beautiful. So we're going to play Love and Mercy. I got that. I hope I make Melinda proud today by being able to pay tribute, to be able to hone in on this energy, because it's so weird. I've never had that intuition just to make a show so sacred, and to, like, you know, and to have it be so sacred, because that's what I felt like her energy was. It's not something that I feel is just, you could just, these kind of people don't just show up every day. These are earth angels. There are earth angels. And if you've ever met an earth angel, you know, maybe it was like your grandparent, or, you know, somebody who just loves unconditionally. That is, you know, what an earth angel is. So I'm getting very emotional talking about it, because I'm feeling so much love right now, because I can definitely feel her spirit right here, very present. And it's very strong. Her spirit is very, very strong. And now I understand why I wanted to make this a sacred show today. The feels, because it's all about spirit today. So let's get into this guided meditation. Oh my God, I can't believe I'm already crying. There's so much love right now. There's just so much love in this room.
Oh, I can't.
These moments are so beautiful to have, to be able to just feel. We live in a time right now, in a society right now, where feeling and having a connection, a real connection, is very scarce. So this is a very, very important show, and I'm just so grateful that I get to keep it. I get to keep 2 hours so I can keep serving all of you. Thank you to WMFO for everything you've done, everything you do to keep this show going, because people need it. I need it. We all need it. We all need to be loved, and we all need to know that we are loved from spirit, and to be able to have access to this is such a miracle. Okay, so let's start. Let roots from our feet come all the way down to the center of the core of the earth and tie tight. Big inhale. Roots from your feet, coming all the way down. You're loved. You can just feel the angelic wave wash over you as beautiful spring is approaching. May you have a protected, beautiful springtime. May your springtime be divine and beautiful. Please put a shield of white light and healing energy. Everything that we have been thinking about, worrying about, anything that's been dwelling, ruminating around in our atmosphere, in our energy fields, we're going to be able to let this time right now in this session to let it go. We're going to wash it away. We're going to understand that it's going into the air and being recycled. We are being restored, and this is the period where we're entering into our new cycle. Spring is the rebirth. Spring is the beginning. Spring is the Alpha, the Omega, the One, the A, the beginning. We are coming into that birth. Imagine yourself as a baby. Imagine yourself into this womb of the cosmos, and you are just this baby ready to come out and play. As you are connected to the womb of the cosmos, imagine yourself in that little womb. Imagine yourself in that little cocoon, just getting ready to come out and being ready for the world. Everything that we have done this year, how have you grown? What have you grown into? What is next for 2024 in your path and what you desire as an infinite spirit? This is going to be the most beautiful, revelating, magical year possible. If you have been doing all the spiritual work possible, the inner work, this is your time to shine. This is your time to understand your connection with the source power within you. Inhale. Exhale. Inhale. And exhale. What is the love of God that surrounds you right now in this moment? Take a deep breath in and exhale. See yourself giving birth to this beautiful new you. And you can see yourself, imagine you in the cosmos and the stars. And imagine one of the stars is giving birth to you right now. Imagine this little womb inside of a star, and that's you. There's sparkles, there's glitter, there's lights, there's everything emerging. You're being prepared for your greatest. You're being prepared for the best possible, of your highest potential. You are this in the air, getting ready to come down and be liberated. You see, you're already liberated, but being liberated to the next level, there are no limits of liberation. There's only up and up and up and infinity. Feel that energy of infinity that connects with you. Feel the glow and feel the love and feel the warmth of nature. Breathe into your beauty and how beautiful you are. The universe and spirit is putting all the parts together, all the right parts, all the right attributes, all the right characteristics, all the good qualities that you asked for this year. Everything that you asked to be the best that you can be. This is what's going on in Spirit's workshop. This is what's going on in that little womb of a star, the womb of the star. The theme today is the womb of the star. For as we enter into springtime, we understand there that is the time of rebirth. That is the time for your new self to come to life. That is the time for you to shine. Woo! That is the time for you to glow. Meet me in the light, Spirit. Meet me in the light. Look at Spirit's workshop putting everything together, making you to perfection. You are perfection now, and it is getting better and better and better. The perfect you is getting better. With all this unconditional love, there is no limits to where you can go. There's no limits to where you can be. There is no limits, for you are in the air. You are part of the universe, of this magnificent design that is waiting for you to come here and be loved. Showering you with gifts, showering you with all these gifts and abilities and everything you deserve to have and be right now is happening as we enter into beautiful, beautiful spring. Gratitude beams around this beautiful circle, this beautiful star of a womb that you're in. You are so loved. Understand how loved you are. You are so loved. You are always taken care of every single day. Illuminate, illuminate, illuminate with light, with love, care, and power. Oh yes, we are here, the womb of the star. And as the womb of the star recognizes it's time to come out, you slowly, slowly break out of the womb. You break out of the star. Just like an egg hatches, you're hatching right out of a star. And you can hear the Bing Crosby music. Oh, would you like to swing on a star? Carry a moonbeam home in a jar. Oh, would you like to swing on a star? Woo! And you come out of this womb. You come out of this womb of the star. And look at you, ready to take on the world. Healed. Powerful, magnificent, confident as a spiritual being. Look at you shine. Look at you merge out of the star, flying. You're flying here, you're flying there. You're on gravity. You don't have gravity. You're everywhere at once. Look at this omnipresent vision of yourself. Look at the beauty of you. And look at the joy. You are loved. You are loved. You are loved. So you come slowly down. You are assisted by angels. You're assisted by those aliens, those beautiful alien friends. All of your Starbeam family assist you. Slowly you would descend down to Earth. You come back, you go say hello, goodbye to the galaxy. And then you're going through the clouds in the sky, and you find yourself coming back closer and closer and closer and closer to Earth, and you can see all the green, you can see the water, and you come back and you can see it, and you come back, you come back, you come down. You come down until you're right back in your seat, home on planet Earth. You have just been activated. You are aligned with your precious, biggest, highest self. You are loved. Amen. Oh, amen to that. When you are ready, open up your eyes and give a nice big smile, because we are here with Spirit. Woo-wee! Yow! Love is good. Ooh! I just burped right there. That's it, getting out all that outer space gas. Ooh, there we go. There it goes again. Don't mind me. How are we feeling? It is February. What date is it? It is February. Oh my God, is it the 6th or the 5th? Where am I? Okay, I'm in the outer space. It is February the 6th. We have all the days left of February. It is love month. It is Valentine's month. It is that love. We're just gonna keep spreading in the air. We're gonna give it to everyone. This is the love hour. Woohoo! On the Paranormal Playground Sounds. And speaking of kicking off our love shows, we got some love and mercy dedicated to Melinda Wilson, wife of Brian Wilson. She rescued him. She saved his life. And we are so grateful for that. Thank you so much. I send so much love to Brian. He is the last of the Wilson family standing. He is the last one alive. And I love you. I love you. Thank you for everything you've done. Here we go. Here's some love and mercy, because we all need it.
I was sitting in a crummy movie with my hands on my chin. Oh, the violence that occurred seemed like we never win. Love and mercy, that's what you need tonight. So, love and mercy to you and your friends tonight.
Sue, Peggy Sue. Oh, how my heart yearns for you, oh Peggy, my Peggy Sue. Oh, well, I love you, gal, yes, I love you, Peggy Sue. Peggy Sue, Peggy Sue. Pretty, 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 pretty Peggy Sue. Oh, Peggy, my Peggy Sue. Oh, well, I love you, gal, and I need you, Peggy Sue.
I love you, Peggy Sue, with a love so rare and true. Oh, Peggy, my Peggy Sue. I want you, Peggy Sue. I love you, Peggy Sue, with a love so rare and true. Oh, Peggy, my Peggy Sue. Well, I love you, gal, and I want you, Peggy Sue. Well, I love you, gal, and I want you, Peggy Sue.
Another car running fast, another song on the beat. I take it.
You were listening to the Paranormal Playground Sounds, 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford Tufts, Freeform Radio. I'm your host, Mariah Merlinite, the Boston Medium. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you so much for this beautiful, joining me with that beautiful guided meditation. Oh my goodness. Oh, I loved it. It was just like this unique experience I never had, channeling, being like in the womb and in a star and being getting birthed by a star and remembering the time you were birthed by a star, because that is the truth. You're birthed by a beautiful star in the sky, and it's good to remember that. And it's always good to remember home, where we come from, and our eternal beautiful nature. I'm feeling the love. I'm feeling the love. And it's been so long since I heard a surfer girl. Actually, Surfer Girl. Buddy Holly. And then we had, you know, I had some Brian Wilson songs, you know, post after he met Melinda. He made all these wonderful solo albums, and I really think, you know, you should hear them. But I'm also playing lots of Beach Boys, just in remembrance. And Melinda, she, you know, because she represented the movie Love and Mercy, and that's where he got the song from, is from Melinda. And when I met Melinda, she was full of love. So this is just dedicated to her. This is and hoping that I can express and channel just as much love as she has, and just as much love as she had in her heart for our dear Brian Wilson, and just being able to spread it all around, lifting the vibrations, because it is that month. It's that time of month. No, we're not talking about her period. We're talking about Valentine's Day. We're talking about the love movement that's going on. So, oh, wow. Did I just, like, spell that? I'm spelling things wrong. So, yeah. So, we had, you know, we have Buddy Holly with some Richie Valens. Oh, my God. I just saw this video the other day with Richie Valens, his girlfriend, Donna. Such true love. And, you know, they did an interview with her about the day he found out, she found out, you know, what happened with, you know, Buddy Holly, the Big Bopper, and Richie Valens when they crossed over, and that horrific accident. And, you know, she was just like, yeah, he wrote that song for me, and he sang that song, oh my God, over the phone. Oh my God, why are you crying so much? Oh my God, I'm crying so much today, because it's just, today is about love, and to hear the story about Richie Valens and he sung that song, Donna, to his girlfriend over the phone. Oh my God, it's just true love, and I just love hearing about these beautiful love stories. And yes, it is tragic that he crossed over while he was on tour and he couldn't see her, but we're going to see our loved ones again. You know, this isn't the end all be all. And that's what the show is about, in a remembrance. And, you know, this isn't just making up stories about spirit so you can feel better that your loved ones have crossed over. This is evidence that the afterlife is here. And I'm pretty, you know, there's no doubt that Donna could always feel his presence. You know, she said in the video, she went to his grave, like, every day. She went to every single day. Imagine that. Imagine being in high school in the 50s, and your boyfriend is a famous rock and roll singer who made a hit song about you, and then he crossed over. But anyways, I need to stop. Oh, goodness, it's getting real. Anyways, I, you know, this is all love. This is all happiness. I'm crying because, you know, I'm feeling. And it's not sad and it's not tragic. It's understanding that when we're communicating with spirit, they always want us to know. They always want us to understand the magnificence. They always want us to dial in and be like, hey, we're here. Yes, you're here. Of course you're here. Why wouldn't you be here? We're always here. And that's just the beauty of it. And that's what they want. And they want us to continue for us to stay connected and stay in tune, no matter what. Because the more we make that announcement and we make it clear to the universe and we make it clear to them that we know that they're there, the more we're going to get. The more clarity, excuse me, is going to come. And the more we're going to know, yes, I am talking to my loved one. Yes, I am talking to them in spirit. You know, sometimes it takes practice and sometimes it takes no practice. Excuse me. Sometimes it's just naturally a gift that people can naturally hone in on. I mean, I'm very fortunate because it's always been easy for me to talk to spirit, to see spirit, and to know that they're there. So for any of you out there who wants to develop this more or to be like, I want to be able to see them, I want to be able to feel them, I want to be able to know, it's very possible. It's a level of believing. It's a level of how much are you committed to being able to connect with the unseen is really what it's about. And it's, you know, it's a daily practice. It really is. So it is very possible for anyone who doesn't even know how to do mediumship or have never done mediumship to develop it. Because we're all psychics. We're all mediums. We all have this supernatural gift. You know, it's not just me. I'm just open at a huge level of it. That's the only thing that makes it, that's the only difference that makes it so much more real and potent for me than it does for other people, is that I'm just open. So I hope you understand that information and really sit with that. So anyway, I love you all so much. Thank you so much for being a part of my life, being a part of my joy, and you are so magical. Magical, magical, magical. Wow. Magical. Wow. You know what? It's soon we will at 7:05. Guess what? I didn't forget my drum. Woo! I didn't forget my drum. We are going on a love journey, baby. Woo! And I got my tuning fork. We doing this. We doing it at the Paranormal Playground Sounds. We are raising the vibration with the sound healing. I'm going to heal you. I'm going to heal you with sound. It's going to be fantastic. You are so beautiful. And please, please stay here. We're here till 8 p.m. From, you know, it's already been a beautiful hour. It's 6:53. We're going to go into the we're going to go into the shamanic healing, and then we're going to have angel messages, but more, we're going to have some more music. Angel messages at around 7:45-ish, around that time. If you're just tuning in, 91.5 FM, WMFM, Edward House, Free From Radio. I'm your host, Mariah Merlinite, the Boston Medium. So stay tuned. It's going to be happening, mate. Yeah! Real groovy, baby! Woo!
Stranded halfway between Mercury and Pluto, Miss Frizzle and her gang of second graders have no way back to Earth until they remember that radio waves never die.
Keep your paw on that button, Liz.
Guided by the freeform stylings of WMFO, the Magic School Bus Gang safely makes it back towards Earth. To avoid future field trip mishaps and to help keep WMFO running strong, write a check to Trustees of Tufts College and send it to WMFO, Attention, Donation, P.O. Box 65, Medford, Massachusetts 02155, or give online at support.wmfo.org.
Yo. Hello, baby. Yeah, this is the Big Bopper speaking. Oh, you sweet thing. Do I want? Will I want? Oh, baby, you know what I like. Chantilly lace and a pretty face and a ponytail hanging down, wiggling a walk and a giggling a talk. Make the world go round. Ain't nothing in the world like a big-eyed girl to make me act so funny, make me spend my money, make me feel real loose like a long-necked goose, like a girl. Oh, baby, that's the one I like. What's that, baby? But, oh, honey. But, oh, baby, you know what I like. Chantilly lace had a pretty face and a ponytail hanging down, a wiggle in the walk and a giggle in the talk. Lord, make the world go round, round, round. There ain't nothing in the world like a big-eyed girl to make me act so funny, make me spend my money, make me feel real loose like a long-necked goose, like a girl. Oh, baby, that's the one I like. What's that, honey? Pick you up at 8 and don't be late. But, baby, I ain't got no money, honey. Right, honey, you know what I like. Chantilly lace and a pretty face, ponytail hanging down, a wiggle in the walk and a giggle in the talk. Low.